Hi, this is Phil Young. Welcome to another audio segment of Business Acumen, Your Key to Success.
And I'm Dave Bassarab. Today's topic, never serve coffee and dessert in a Chinese restaurant, understanding business models. I've heard this term, business model, thrown around a lot. It seems so important.
It is, Dave. In fact, I used to tell my students, if you want to sound like a consultant, in the first 5 minutes of any presentation you make, use any of the following three terms, roadmap, space, or business model.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing is if you look it up in the dictionary or you try to find it on a website, you'll find various meanings to this. Let's take a very simple but practical definition of a business model. It's simply the way a company makes money. Okay.
Are there any key elements to look at that?
There are a number of ways to, and in other learning bursts, we discuss different ways to measure profitability and creating shareholder value. But let's keep it simple, but I think useful. Let's focus on one key measure, which is called return on assets. This measure is net profit divided by total assets. An interesting thing about return on assets as a measure is that from an arithmetic point of view, literally, if you take two other measures, which we've also described, we combine those two other measures, they give us return on assets. What I'm talking about are net profit margin, which is net profit over revenue, and total asset turnover, which is revenue divided by total assets. So if I take the two together and multiply it, I get return on assets. Let me give you a simple numerical example. Let's suppose the net profit margin is 5% and the total asset turnover is 2.0 or 2. Taking that 2.0, multiplying it by the 5% will give us a return on assets of 10%.
Okay, if I'm a business manager, what are some of the things that I can do to affect that number?
Okay, that's really the critical question, Dave. We can figure this out mathematically. That's simple enough. But what are the key drivers? So let's start with the key drivers of net profit margin. How do I make it 6% instead of 5%? Why are some companies higher or lower than others? The key factor here is that there are four drivers of net profit margin. There may be more, but I'm keeping it as simple as possible. One key factor is the price. Wouldn't you agree that all other factors held constant, if I just increase the price, I'd get a better profit margin?
Absolutely. Margin would go up.
Another would be the unit cost. So in that respect, buy low, sell high. If I can reduce the unit cost, I will also improve my profit margin.
I got that one.
And the third is if I can manage my expenses. Now, you notice I use the term manage and not reduce, because in other learning bursts, we discuss the idea that some companies are really set up to make money, but they have to spend money. High-tech companies, companies in fast-moving consumer goods where they have big brands to support. If you cut your advertising, you may not be able to charge more. It's the right amount of advertising relative to your price and cost. In other words, you need to manage expenses.
Okay, that's three out of four. What's the last one?
And the fourth one, which is very important, but maybe so simple that people overlook, especially for a company that sells more than one product, that fourth factor is what I call the product mix. In other words, if a company sells various products, some will have higher profit margins than others. The key is to try to sell proportionately more of those products which give you a higher profit margin and therefore improve the overall profit margin of your company.
Do companies have different business models?
Sure they do. And in fact, to really understand that question, Dave, let's make sure we understand the key factors that improve the total asset turnover. Since we go into it so much in other learning bursts, essentially I'll say that these factors are the ability to utilize your assets effectively. In other words, to manage your inventory, to manage your accounts receivable, and also to manage your fixed assets. So it's asset utilization helps to improve total asset turnover.
Paint a little story for me. Tell me how this all works.
Okay. I once met a gentleman in the restaurant business who was telling me that he, in fact, had a good friend who owned a very expensive Midtown Manhattan Italian restaurant. It could have been a French restaurant. It could be any other type of restaurant. But in this case, it was really an Italian restaurant. And what I found interesting about the story he told me was that this owner rewarded his waiters with a special bonus at the end of the month for the waiter who could sell the most coffee and dessert.
All right.
You know, I was thinking to myself, you know, why was this emphasis on getting people to order coffee and dessert? What do you think, Dave?
maybe you're selling higher margin items in coffee and dessert.
You got it. You know, you take a few grams of coffee, you froth up the milk, give it an Italian name, and charge three times more for it.
Absolutely.
Right? Coffee with milk, $1. Cappuccino, $3. All right?
Right.
Anyway, that's the Italian restaurant model, if you will, of making money by focusing on your profit margin. Interestingly enough, I have a friend who owns a very successful Chinese restaurant in the area in which I live. And one of his managers, after working for him for a good 5 years, decided one day to quit and open up his own Chinese restaurant nearby. And to differentiate his restaurant from my friend's restaurant, he decided to sell, believe it or not, cappuccino, espresso, creme brulee, tiramisu, fancy coffees and desserts.
I've never heard of creme brulee in a Chinese restaurant
okay.
before.
Okay, well, neither had my friend, apparently, because what he told me was very, very, very interesting. He said, you know, he worked for me for 5 years, and he didn't get it. You should never serve coffee and dessert in a Chinese restaurant. And I thought to myself, why? And I don't know, Dave, why is that?
Well, if you're not going to serve desserts, you just want to sell as many entrees as possible during the night, I'm going to guess.
That's a good guess, Dave, but I think really the point of what my friend was trying to make was that if you have coffee and dessert, you tend to linger, you tend to chat, you tend to take up table space. In other words, the whole point of a Chinese restaurant is to get people to eat as fast as possible and get them out of the restaurant so new customers can come in. In other words, the whole point of a Chinese restaurant is the asset turnover, and the whole point of the Italian restaurant is the profit margin.
Excellent.
Now, come to my Italian restaurant, stay for the evening, Dave. The table's yours. Have some more dessert. Have another bottle of wine. Whereas in the Chinese restaurant, eat, leave. That's the Chinese restaurant model.
Both restaurants
could be successful.
Yes. Both with different business models.
Different business models. I don't care how sophisticated or complicated a business model is. Essentially, what I'm saying is it's all businesses can be divided into two types. Either you're a Chinese restaurant or an Italian restaurant.
I like that analogy. Phil, what's the key learning point off of this?
The key learning point is for managers, for people who work in a company, sometimes it's very large, it's very complicated, but to get to the essence of your company's business model, ask yourself, is your company a Chinese or Italian restaurant? Do you essentially make money on the profit margin or do you make money on the turnover? Companies that sell personal computers in the computer industry, they tend to be more like Chinese restaurants. They have to go on a higher turnover and their margins are lower. Companies that sell software, for example, are real Italian restaurants. The profit margins are very high. That's the idea. Either you're a Chinese restaurant or an Italian restaurant. And what that means from the point of view of a manager is understand the business model of your company and understand the key drivers that improve both the margin and turnover, but also understand the particular focus that your company may have on either the margin or the turnover and the key drivers behind them.
Well, this learning burst has done two things for me. It's helped me understand business models, also made me hungry.
Okay, Dave.
Thanks, Phil. I'm Dave Bassrath.
And I'm Phil Young. Thanks so much for listening.